A new NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll out today shows Bernie Sanders surging and Michael Bloomberg moving into second place nationally among Democrats, with the Nevada caucuses just 4 days away. The poll means Bloomberg has qualified for his first 2020 debate tomorrow night in Nevada. Let's bring in Democratic strategist Maria Cardona. Hi, Maria.
Hey, Jeremy. How are you?
I'm doing well. And what is at stake tomorrow night? Who's going to have a target on their back?
A lot is at stake tomorrow night, Jeremy. As we have seen, the one thing that we can say about this race is that it is completely unsettled and really is it's anyone's to take at this point. The people that I think are going to have the biggest targets on their back are Bernie and Mayor Bloomberg. And Mayor Bloomberg, because it will be his very first time on the debate stage, and he will have to start really defending his stances, his policies, his record, his past comments in an arena and on a forum where he's never had to do that before. And the candidates that he's going to be next to tomorrow night have had to do this for almost up to a year.
Right. Everything we've been seeing from him so far have been either scripted ads or scripted speeches.
That's exactly right. And so I think that every single Democratic candidate should be glad and should be looking forward to this chance to test Bloomberg in a way that they've all been tested. But he has, up until now, has had a free pass in terms of spending millions of dollars and his his big money to be able to defend his stances, or not even defend, to message out his stances in the most positive way possible without having had to defend them. And so I think it's a big opportunity for the other Democratic candidates and for Mayor Bloomberg as well.
So let's just talk about what's in this poll. The NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll shows Sanders at 31, Bloomberg 19, Biden at 15, Warren at 12, Klobuchar at 9, Pete Buttigieg at 8. Remember that Pete Buttigieg and Klobuchar were number 2 and 3 in the New Hampshire primary just now. Is there a path forward for these other moderates in the race at this point, like Klobuchar, Buttigieg, and Biden?
I think that is exactly what the caucuses and the primaries in Nevada and in South Carolina will tell us. I have always said that we should step back and resist portraying or announcing a front runner in this race until you have more diverse states and communities of color really have a chance to weigh in. That is what is happening in Nevada as we speak, and that is what's going to happen in South Carolina later on in the month. We all know that communities of color, African-American voters, Latino voters, are somewhat the backbone of the Democratic Party, and no candidate can get to the nomination without majority support within these communities of color. The fact that somebody won either outright or tied in Iowa and in New Hampshire does not tell the whole story. Let's wait until communities of color weigh in, and we will have a much more robust indication of where this race is going.
So President Trump tweeted this morning something that he's been saying for a bit now. He said the DNC is working overtime to take the Democratic nomination away from Bernie Sanders again. He is playing off reports that party leaders are scared that Sanders would lose to Trump in the general election because he's too far to the left. And they're worried that the debate rules, for example, for tomorrow night's debate helped enable Bloomberg to qualify, even though he doesn't have any donors because he's self-funding completely. You're on the DNC Rules Committee. How do you assure Democrats and Sanders supporters in particular that the playing field is fair?
The playing field is absolutely fair. There were some changes, frankly, a lot of changes that were made after 2016 to make sure that the process was transparent, was fair, and everybody knew the rules of the road from the very beginning. And every campaign did know the rules of the road from the very beginning. Everything has been transparent. Everything has been out in the open. Everything has been out on the table, so that not even the perceived notion that this in any way was leaning towards one candidate or the other could be said. Now, having said that, there are a lot of Bernie supporters who, no matter what the DNC does, is not going to have trust in the process. And frankly, I think that's detrimental to Bernie himself and to the whole of the Democratic process. Because I will tell you one thing, Jeremy, if there is one thing that is true in this race, is that no matter who the nominee is, if every single Democrat, including the massive support within the progressive community and independents and disaffected Republicans, don't come and support the nominee wholeheartedly, we will lose to Donald Trump. And what's interesting is that Donald Trump seems to be trying to buoy Bernie Sanders in a way that indicates that he's the one that he wants to run against. But I also think it's Trump, you know, trying to cause chaos,
right,
which is the, you know, his middle name, into the Democratic Party. And we should not let him do that.
That is Maria Cardona, Democratic strategist on the Rules Committee at the DNC. Thank you so much.
Thank you.